It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3, beginning to read with the 21st verse, Romans chapter 3, verse 21. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, that's Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so please check it out. We've got many good studies there. We've got our Constitution there. We've got the Plan of Salvation there. So please enjoy it. And if you feel free to download anything that's there, you're welcome to it, and just use it to study, to grow, to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, please. And if you would like to contact us by email, we have two emails, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. So either will be just fine, so please that you contact us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we'll prepare for the study. Romans chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And we're going to end the reading there, and we'll begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come together and enjoy this time. Such a glorious time, a wonderful time, dear Father, that we have coming together and studying your precious word. Show us your way and will today. Give us your perfect direction. We desire that that your Spirit will direct us through these words. And if we have folks that are listening that do not know you as their Savior, that they will listen today and they will hear that call for salvation, that your Spirit, Father, will touch their hearts and draw them to you and invite you to come into their heart and to save them. Please, dear Lord, that be the action that was taken today. And then we'll be able to come together and really enjoy a sweet time of study. So please, just guide and lead us, dear Lord, and I ask for your perfect will, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin here, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. But before we get that far, we need to kind of return to a little review. Therefore, and this is in verse 20, Romans 3:20, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. We cannot keep the law. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's all the law can do. It's just show us how bad we are. That's its only purpose. The law isn't, yes, we should have a goal to keep it, but not concerning our salvation. We should try to live that way, but not to please God, because God cannot be pleased. We cannot take care of our sin. You know, I say that we cannot please God by keeping the law. After we're saved, yes, we need to try to do what the Word of God says, and we will be blessed, and we will bring honor and glory to our God because we love His Word and we want to keep His Word. But if we're trying to keep the law to save us, to deal with our sin, it's not going to work. It is not going to work. As we read these verses of Scripture, and again, we're going to kind of start back with 20 and then move on through into 21, 22. Again, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Please believe, when we do, God does not see me. He sees the precious blood that covers our heart. This is called the dispensation of grace. When you come to Jesus Christ by faith, believe that He doesn't see me any longer. He sees, God the Father sees His Son, Jesus Christ's blood covering me. Because that's what that perfect sacrifice on Calvary took care of. That's what it did. But we must come by faith and trust in Him. When we are in Christ, we receive the holiness of Christ. We find, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So when you hear the Word of God, when you hear that law, understand you can't keep it. So we need another answer. And that other answer, my dear friend, and it's the only answer, and that is Jesus Christ. And please come by faith to Him. Jesus is holy. All He sees is that precious blood. Jesus did for us what we never could do for ourselves. And we've got some verses of Scripture to look at that kind of helps us to see that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we're going to read from verse 29 and then verse 30 as well. That no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Now let me read that again. That no flesh should glory in His presence. We have no right to glory, period. When we glory, it needs to be being in a thankful, thanking our dear precious Father for sending His Son and His Son being so willing to die on the cross for us. And then verse 30 tells us, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So if you want those things, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, you must come by faith to Jesus. And then through the Lord Jesus, you will receive that because of Jesus. If you will believe, if you'll come by faith, call upon Him, invite Him into your heart to save you. Please, please, today, invite Him into your heart to save you so that you can possess these wonderful things, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. It's because when God the Father looks upon me, He doesn't see me. He sees His Son because I'm in His Son. I'm in Christ. And that's what you need to do. So please, please follow that. 2 Corinthians now, chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We knew sin. This is talking about Jesus, who knew no sin. Jesus didn't know sin, never experienced sin, never was a sinner, born of the fathered by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. And so He didn't have that continual line of sin that is transferred from man to the child because the precious blood, the blood that Jesus possessed, was perfect blood. It was perfect blood because it wasn't fathered by man. It was fathered by the Holy Spirit. And so please understand, once again here in verse 21, 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. For he hath made to be sin for us." He took our place. He took our place. So please, please look to the Lord Jesus. Once again, Jesus did for us what we never could have done for ourselves. Titus chapter 3. We've got five T's. 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. I hope you know the books of the Bible. I hope you are able to find them as we're looking through them. You hear the pages, and so you know that I am looking through these precious books and looking for those texts. I don't have them pre-written. I look those up, so I know that you have time as well. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. He's washed us. He has made us new again. We need to praise God and thank him for that victory that he has given us. Man is guilty. Every man, without exception, was guilty. The Lord Jesus, God-man, is the only one. Adam was born without sin. But from that time on, when they ate of the forbidden fruit, the only other person that's walked on this earth is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. Other than those two, Adam and Jesus, the first Adam and the second Adam, every man, without exception, is guilty. We enjoy looking to these verses of Scripture, but we're going to jump down all the way to verse 23 and then back up and finish 20 and then get on to 21. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We do nothing to make ourselves. There is no work that can make ourselves acceptable to a holy God. Nothing. We have learned in this text, in these Scripture, that the Jew and the Gentile are guilty equally. One is no more guilty than the other. Now, one has had more light than the other, and their judgment will be greater. But both are under the condemnation of sin. They are going to have to face that because Jew or Gentile alike, both equally must come by faith to Jesus for salvation. There's no other way. No man anywhere, anytime can be saved any other way. I don't care what religion you're in. I don't care what you've believed in the past. I'm not forcing you to come by faith to Jesus, but I'm telling you he is the only way. If you want salvation, if you want to live and enjoy this life and the life to come, you will come by faith to Jesus. Now, if you said, "I don't believe that," that is your choice, and I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to twist your arm. I'm not going to make any effort other than telling you the truth. And I just pray that the Spirit of God will touch your heart, will bring this word, these words home to you, and you'll fall on your face and ask Jesus to forgive you, and say, "Please come into my heart and save me." There's no man that can't do that. So please, man, woman, or child, listen. Listen to this precious call, that you will hear the call of God and listen and respond. Let's look at Romans chapter 7, verse 24. You know, we're not quite there yet, but it won't be too long. Romans chapter 7, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. How do we have victory? Coming by faith to Jesus. Let's look back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. Precious book, the book of Isaiah. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, there comes Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59, verse 14. Isaiah 59, beginning to read with verse 14. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. We look at the words especially in that the truth is fallen in the street. The truth is fallen in the street. I hope you listen to the Word of God today. I hope you listen. I hope you listen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 and 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, in other words, they weren't held accountable, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 21, for he hath made him, just read that, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's a joy to read these verses of Scripture, to reread them, to wit that God was in Christ, that God was in Christ. Please understand that Jesus, the Son of God, when he came to earth 2,000 years ago, wasn't the beginning. He wasn't just born. He has always been. He just took on a body. He came to earth and took on a body. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they have always, if you look back in the beginning of Genesis, it very clearly, it's the Trinity is present, always has been, always will be. But the Son, the Lord Jesus, took on the body of a man. And so we find here that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. So God came to earth and took on a body, lived and died, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. The sacrifice had to die. The perfect sacrifice. The innocent sacrifice. And Jesus holds all that and took care of all of that for you and for me, that you'd come by faith to Jesus and be saved. God found a way to save us. Verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is totally without the law. Now, that's no matter how, you know, just kind of stay with me here. It is completely apart from works, you know. We have the law, we try to keep the law, and if we keep the law, if we do a good enough job, then we're going to be saved. No, because we never can. And we need to know that the righteousness of God, which is the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. No matter how good our works are, they are nothing. The righteousness of God is in Christ. Now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifest. Christ fulfilled the law. The law cannot save. But recognize who this righteousness is. This is the person. And now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest. This is Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. You hear the repetition here? We've been there once. But it's always good to hear these words again. Christ is made unto us righteousness. Every believer in Christ is now by grace, can now come by grace. It all comes under the blessedness, the blessings of the righteousness of God. And that is found in Jesus Christ. The law from Mount Sinai could never and will never furnish or finish, complete the righteousness of God that he requires. The law at Sinai can never and will never complete this. God is righteous. He is perfect. And in order for us to be saved, born again, to be back in fellowship with God, we have to be perfect. And we can't. Jesus took care of it. Jesus did it all. He did it at Calvary. We're going to read back here in Romans chapter 3, verse 26. We read that today. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Read it again. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You want the righteousness of God? Then trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and you will possess that sweet righteousness. Let's look on in Romans chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Now, I love serving God, and I love working and serving him and doing his work. But I do it because I love him. I don't do it because I have to. I'm not required to do this. God desires that we do it. But it is a joy to serve him. It is a joy to proclaim his word. It's a joy to walk each day with him. I'm not working my way to heaven. I own that because it's a gift given to me, and it's been given when I believed, when I come by faith to Jesus. Now, the rest is just a joy, and it's a privilege to serve and to walk with the Lord Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Philippians chapter 3, First, Second Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. If you went to Colossians, you were a little too far. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. What a scripture. Be found in Him, not having my own. Be found in Christ. How many times today have we talked about that? I am in Christ only because I've come by faith to Him. I believe in Him. And He has promised, He has come into my heart and saved me. And the Spirit of God lives within my heart. And so, be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law. You see, the law is nothing. The law can't save you. Stop trying to do works. Stop trying to abide by the law for your salvation. Yes, we should abide by the law and follow the law, but not for your salvation. It's not going to work. It's not going to be enough. Be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Yes. What joyful words. What wonderful words. Please, that we look to this. It's such a joy to study the precious word. Romans chapter 3, back to verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. You see, our God is perfect. The righteousness revealed in the gospel in the New Testament is no different from the Old Testament scriptures and prophets. You see, it is no different when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus. The gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, it is spoken of in all the scripture. And if we want to keep the law, there's only one way we can do that. Come by faith to Jesus. Come by faith to Jesus. It's all the same, the Old Testament teachings on the righteousness that saves. It's all the same as we find in the New Testament. It's never changed. There's only one way to possess salvation. Whether you were an Old Testament, lived in the Old Testament, or you live in the New Testament times as we do now, there's only one way of salvation. Now, in the Old Testament, because Jesus had not come to the cross, they brought their sacrifices and their offerings. But the reason they did that was a picture of what was to come. That's all it was. It was a picture. They had to believe by faith that by me bringing this, it was a picture of what's going to come, and I believe Jesus is going to die on the cross for me and take my sin away. That faith was brought to righteousness and to Noah, to Moses, to all the Old Testament saints. Any person that was ever saved in the Old Testament was not saved by bringing a sacrifice offering. It was the belief that that offering was a picture of what was to come. Now see, we live on the other side of the cross, and so we have that opportunity to believe and to know that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins. The righteousness of the Old Testament that saves is not the law, but the sacrifices that were brought. This is the picture of the coming Savior, Jesus. It started with the condemnation of the fig leaves that Adam and Eve put on after they had sinned. And then God put these coats of skins on them, supplied by God. God took those animals. He sacrificed those animals. That blood was shed, and those coats was brought to Adam and Eve. They had to accept it, knowing that stands for the salvation that God brings through His Son, the Lord Jesus, that would take place some 4,000 years later. What a joy. Nothing has ever changed. The fig leaves, you see, they show us our religion, our works. Adam and Eve tried it. God condemned it. Then He brought the coats of skins, the shedding of blood, the innocent sacrifice. The innocent sacrifice died. It was God's way. It was a gift, but one must accept it. You see, nothing has changed. God provides the way. He does it today through His Son, the Lord Jesus. He did it back in Adam's day through His Son, the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?